There is a broken president in a broken country, you know? My babo.
Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote.
South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
When I was a young boy, our elders used to regale us with tales of the legends that lived among them. Like Spider-Man, Superman, and Zorro in other worlds, the true identities of our legends remained a mystery. But the legend of their work was always the talk of the town, wrapped mainly in admiration coupled with mysticism. There were people such as Vera the Ghost, who hijacked men on their way home, only to let them go back home the next morning. Mufirifiri was a legendary troublemaker, a thorn in the skins of white rulers. But my favorite legend was Phunyuka Bemphete, loosely translated to mean he or she who escapes when cornered. In those days, when the life of a black man was cheap and always in danger, Phunyuka Bemphete was the envy of most because he seemed to get the better of our rulers. When the Shebeens and other illegal watering holes were raided and busloads of our men arrested for imbibing the white man's drink, our Phunyuka Bemphete, in cuffs and all, would mysteriously uncuff himself, alight a fast-moving pickup truck and disappear. He would even leave the cuffs behind. Though whether as a boast or as a courtesy to the police, I'm not sure. Phunyuka Bemphete was known to evade heavily manned roadblocks when everyone knew that prison was a certainty for those on the wrong side of the law. Even when the Black Jacks, the then pseudo-metro police who worked for the discredited black municipalities, raided homes in the dead of night to catch illegal dwellers, 1 minute Phunyuka Bemphete would be fast asleep in bed, and the next, he would have vanished, his bed neatly made as if he'd never been there. If he lived in this day and age, Phunyuka Bemphete would not need a jar of Vaseline to escape from a maximum security prison. Presuming he got himself caught in the first place, he would just walk unnoticed and the cops would be left wondering where their prisoner had gone. Like all mythical heroes of our childhood, they have amazing longevity and are known to make a much-needed comeback, even if it's just for entertainment. Now Phunyuka Bemphete has made his comeback and he has upped his tempo. What is unusual, but is rather a privilege, is to live and meet a mythical character in real life. Let me remind you of some of the escapades of our latter-day Phunyuka Bemphete. In 2003, the National Prosecuting Authority announced that it would be charging one Shabir Sheikh with corruption, but decided not to charge his alleged partner in crime, Phunyuka Bemphete, in what the chief prosecutor of the country, Bulelani Ngcuka, infamously called, I quote, a prima facie but not winnable case. And instantly, Phunyuka Bemphete got his get-out-of-jail card. 2 years later, Ngcuka's successor, Vusi Pikoli, decided to walk where angels feared to tread and decided to prosecute Phunyuka Bemphete again. As if that was not bad enough for our real-life comic character, then-President Thabo Mbeki fired Phunyuka Bempethe as his deputy. Yet, when the matter came to court, the state asked for a postponement because it needed to finalize the indictment. The court dismissed the request and the judge struck the matter off the court roll. Phunyuka Bempethe walked leisurely to freedom, smiling from ear to ear. To add insults to the wounds of his hunters, Phunyuka Bempethe escaped from being removed as deputy president of the ruling African National Congress. The NPA was not fazed, and in 2007, it decided once again to prosecute Phunyuka Bempethe, and a year later indicted him on 18 charges, including charges of racketeering, corruption, money laundering, and fraud. That was water off the duck's back, or as Phunyuka called it himself, Inyokefile. In the same year, unfazed by his trials, Phunyuka Bempethe took a trip to Polokwane in Limpopo. It is not clear whether he did this by plane, car, or on horseback. What we know is that his enemies did not see him coming. And there, he not only prevailed, Phunyuka unseated Mbeki as party president. The news of his death was gravely exaggerated, and the obituary badly written. With a swagger, Phunyuka Bempethe left Polokwane wearing the crown. He was the new king. He walked straight into Luthuli House, where he returned the favor and moved Mbeki from the office of the party boss. In the meantime, the court case was continued. If you cannot get him in the party, get him through the courts, they thought. But in 2008, the new charges were thrown out of court, this time in the backyard of Phunyuka Bempethe in Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal. Yet another life in more than the nine lives of the cat known as Phunyuka Bempethe. Now Phunyuka was emboldened. The paws were withdrawn and the claws out. Phunyuka Bempethe went for the jugular. Within months of the courts freeing him again, this time he got the party to remove Mbeki from office. The latter finally left the union buildings. The party elected one Kgalema Motlanthe as president of the country. In truth, just warming the seat for Phunyuka Bempethe, the man from Nkandla.
Nkandla!
The party had a new boss. And when the 2009 elections came, it had a new face. The party won again. Phunyuka Bempethe walked into Mahlamba Ndlovu with his bedding, wardrobe, and ghetto blaster. The NPA was not done. They still put the man to the sword. The charges came back. This time, the president of the republic was on trial. Everyone wanted him out. Others even called him a broken man.
You're a broken man presiding over a broken society.
But Phunyuka Bempethe refused to die and stayed in office for almost two terms. As we speak, he is still peering venomously out of court and the trial is yet to begin. The credits were supposed to be rolling now. But no, Phunyuka Bempethe is about to have the last word. And could it be the last laugh?
I don't know how to stop my laughter. Is it hurting?
Now we find ourselves watching a new movie. This one directed by Phunyuka Bempethe himself. He is the hunter and his detractors are the hunted. From a pussycat to a lion, the king of the jungle, the lion never sleeps. On December 16, in 2023, the very anniversary of the founding of the ANC's own military wing, Umkhonto we Sizwe, Phunyuka Bempethe announced that in the May elections, he will be voting for a new party with the same name. Guns were drawn. Phunyuka Bempethe was coming for everything. First, He came for their name and then for their voters. Now he's promising to go for their power. This has caused a lot of dust at Luthuli House. The party of the people is in the pickle. Talk about letting the cat among the pigeons. The ANC was not pleased. It took the MK party to court for expropriation without consultation. It lost 1-0 to Phunyuka Vempethe. The Independent Electoral Commission took Phunyuka Vempethe to court that he is not eligible to stand for elections. The IEC lost 2-0 to Phunyuka Vempethe. The ANC has threatened to go back to court to protect the MK trademark. Win or lose, Phunyuka Vempethe will still be in the lead. As we speak, the court case is still pending. Phunyuka Vempethe is in the news as a winner. The detractors are with their backs against the wall. He says he wants to come back to finish what he started. But could he be meaning to finish off his haters? A real-life comic character has a spring on his step. Could this spell a winter of discontent for his detractors? Nobody knows. It appears to me that Phunyuka Vempethe may just not be the kind of hero my elder spoke about. I have a funny feeling that when it is my turn to tell my children and grandchildren about the legend of Phunyuka Vempethe, they will be so frightened they won't want their lights to be switched off at bedtime. Fasten your seatbelts. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please share your views on how many times you think Phunyuka Vempethe will escape the snake. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.